Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
Hey, and I'm Puma.
And on this podcast, we talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between. Guys, it is Black Friday, and we've kind of talked the last couple of weeks about gratitude and kind of building up to this kind of idea of what it means to alter our expectations and yet to show gratitude regardless. And so today is going to be a little bit different. We're going to kind of just talk about some things that we're grateful for and maybe look at someone who modeled this perfectly. So yeah, hey, let's dive in to this idea of gratitude. All right, Puma. So here we are, it's Black Friday. And I know not all Black Fridays are created equal. I know some people have a very hard Thanksgiving break. Sometimes Black Friday is the most stressed, more so than Christmas. And sometimes it's the best day ever. I know personally, I love Black Friday. I think it's kind of fun to try to get the deal. Of course, oftentimes you don't get the deal, but it's kind of fun to try. But yes, I guess something just today, sharing our heart about what we're grateful for. But anything on top of your head, Puma, that's something you're just super grateful for?
Oh, well, if we really had a lot of time and really thought about it, we could list all kinds of things. I mean, you and I went out for lunch today and we had choices. We had choices. We went to one place to grab lunch and they were out of bread.
And yes, they were.
Out of bread. And I thought, wow, what a first world problem that is. We'll just get in the car and go to Chick-fil-A because it's always, always open.
Chick-fil-A.
Except for Sundays.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Lord's Day.
The Lord's Day. It's Jesus chicken and then the Lord's Day on Sunday. Yeah. But to be grateful, you know, do we ever have any reason to be ungrateful? You know, we had talked about this previously, that God, who is rich in mercy, his mercy is beyond measure. And that mercy has reached out, you know, to me and rescued me. Ephesians 2, while I was dead in my trespasses and sins, Jesus made me alive. I've been made alive through faith in Jesus. I mean, his sacrifice for me is just amazing. Mm. It's very easy to forget that every single day. I mean, we wake up and we hear stories and see news headlines and just our own personal experiences and circumstances sometimes can be, you know, really frustrating. Some people are dealing with just severe, you know, pain and suffering. And, you know, when we are tethered to the gospel, when we are tethered to Jesus, I love Hebrews 12. It says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men that we will not grow weary and lose heart. Mm. You know, and the verse before that says that we're to fix our eyes or keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And so really, you know, gratitude begins with our eyes on Jesus, looking at him and seeing ourselves in light of Jesus.
Yeah. No, that's such a huge and a timely point. I think it's so easy to get our eyes fixed on other things, especially when it's like, oh, what can I get? What can I get on sale? What can I get in the next like 30 minutes? And our eyes are so easily not focused on Jesus.
Our eyes are fixed on our disappointments. Our eyes are, you know, not just on the things that we want, but also the things that we didn't get or the things that we didn't expect or how someone did or did not, you know, treat us or whatever. So it's just super easy. In a world, our hearts naturally gravitate toward ingratitude, toward promoting and exalting self instead of, you know, seeing ourselves accurately before God and exalting Jesus. And, you know, it's all about him.
Yeah. Well, even with that too, I think the things I appreciate the most in life ultimately are always tied back to God. You know, the best moments, it's with God's people. It's church memories. You know, just this past week, I was at a pastor's conference and ironically, it was okay. But my first time at this particular conference, and I remember super stressed out. We left Monday morning. We come back like an hour before youth group. And so while I'm at the conference, I'm trying to study and trying to plan for youth group Wednesday night. And it was one of my favorite names. We went over the name, our names of God. We were going over in youth group, went over Elohim, and super excited about that. But I felt like the whole night, like I didn't want to just like butcher this because of a little bit lack of time to prep. But that night, just, you know, you have those nights you feel like, wow, It was a waste of a night. I didn't teach well. The kids were a bit unruly. You kind of feel like I'm terrible at my job, and I can always blame it on I didn't study well or I was at a conference. But this is how cool God is. And I think for me, this is the highlight maybe of the whole month of November. Afterwards, and even too with my lesson, I like stumbled over my words. I went too long. And so we didn't have time for prayer requests. And two of my adult leaders were sick and I didn't communicate well. So it was just kind of a rough night. I didn't do a great job. So it's, you know, it's time for youth group to be over. Parents are waiting. And a kid's like, hey, Tori, we haven't done prayer requests yet. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm so sorry. Because parents are waiting, I kind of have to end the night early. And I'm sorry we can't do prayer requests tonight. But after, you know, I dismiss us, if you want to stick around afterwards, we could pray. And there were 22 students that night. And so, you know, I dismissed everybody. 19 of them stayed afterwards for about a half hour just to share and pray with each other. I was blown away. It's hard enough to find Christians to stay, you know, past a sermon to just to pray for each other. But these teens, I mean, it really mattered to them. And I think when it comes to gratitude, yeah, going back to Jesus, when you take the spiritual out of the, quote, mundane things of life, things I'm most grateful for always have to be connected to who God is. I mean, that's eternal. That memory of these 19 students, like, you know, we're going to hang around and not play in the gym, not, you know, kids are running around, you know, they have a children's church sort of thing and then youth group, but we're going to stay and pray for each other. That was just so, so cool. And despite my lack of ability or whatever that night, God just was very gracious. I'm so, so thankful for both God and the youth group he gave me.
Yeah, no, that's neat. Yeah, it's sometimes in those moments when we think things are crashing and burning or, you know, as Paul wrote, you know, when we are weak, you know, that's, you know, when the grace of God shows up in our lives and make us strong. Yeah, because it's never been about us. And, you know, Black Friday, you know, it's a day, if you have a day today on Black Friday where you have, you know, freedom or the privilege to go out and just to kind of do what you want. Some people have to work on this day. A lot of people with family, you know, maybe your Thanksgiving wasn't the way you expected and all these things. You know, we can still have a grateful heart, and we're to have a grateful heart always. It's because it's not about our circumstances. It's not about our circumstances. It's about the truth of God, the grace of God, the mercies of God, and the blessings of God in my life, and to see what God sees. And that's always the kicker, isn't it?
Right.
You know.
Well, it's hard to be grateful for what you can't see, right? I mean, you can assume like circumstances bring happiness, but you don't always assume gratitude brings happiness. Or if it is a good circumstance, maybe I could be grateful. Gratitude should not be circumstantial because maybe that we're missing the heart of gratitude.
Yeah. I want to read just a few verses and then we can kind of wrap this up here this morning. You know, it's from Matthew 26. When we think about Jesus, he had a lot of things in his life. He had a lot of situations.
Yeah.
So this happens to be the Last Supper, which was the night before he was, you know, crucified. And so here in Matthew,
Good Friday.
This would be a good Friday, not Black Friday, but Good Friday. Jesus, you know, they're in the upper room, and Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me." Dun, dun, dun. You kind of feel the tension there. So they're all looking around, and it says, I love how Matthew says, they were very sad. The disciples are very sad. And they began to say, you know, surely not I. And so Jesus says, you know, the one who has dipped his hand in the bowl with me will betray me.
Called out.
Yeah. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, surely not I, Rabbi. And Jesus answered, yes, it is you. And then the next verse, this is so, see, we read over some of these things so quickly. They get lost in you know, in the story, the account, when we tell this and read it, the very next verse says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread and gave thanks. The word give thanks, he took it to bless, you know, to appropriately appreciate, you know, what is before them, you know, in the midst of that situation. And Jesus says, give thanks, and he offered it to his disciples. You know, he took the cup and he gave thanks for the cup as well. And in just this situation, right, talk about circumstances. Jesus says, this bread represents my body, this cup represents my blood that's shed for you. In 12 hours, I'm going to be hanging on the cross. You guys are all going to leave me tonight. One of you is going to betray me. I mean, the seriousness and the elevated, emotions there, you know, in the midst of that, Jesus is still able to give thanks. I'm telling you, if I knew I was going to die 12 hours from now and everyone that I know and love is going to leave me and desert me, I'm not going to be thanking God for my supper.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course not. There's so many other things on your mind.
Oh, yeah. Things in my mind. You know, we should be grateful for the big things and the little things. And Jesus was always mindful all the time of who he was, what he was about, and what was most important. And so for us to fix our eyes on Jesus on this Thanksgiving season, Black Friday, you know, hopefully it's been a joyful time for you.
Yeah.
And a time where you can celebrate. And, you know, if you have situations, circumstances that maybe haven't been like what you expect or maybe disappointing, you know, it's still an opportunity, you know, to turn around and to really be reminded of all that God has done for you and all that he has given to you. And it all begins with Jesus.
Yeah. No, that's a good word. And yeah, so yeah, this Black Friday, this Thanksgiving season, yeah, let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And if we do that, how can we not be grateful? How can we not show that? Jesus owes us nothing but gave us everything. Yeah, that's a good word. Regardless of your circumstances, this, you know, particular Black Friday, we just pray with you, we pray for you, that we would just glorify God well. That even if our circumstances are kind of not great, hopefully no one's about to get crucified, but even if it's just a horrible, hard season, you know, we have every reason to give thanks. So let's show gratitude this Thanksgiving, even on Black Friday. All right, guys. Hey, that's all for us today. It's a little short one, but hey, we love you guys. And yeah, tune in next week, Fridays at 10:10. Bye.
Bye-bye.